In this video, I'll demonstrate the new data-driven list view control that ships with Visual Studio 2008. So to get started, let's fire up Visual Studio 2008, say create a new website. Now let's get right to the list view control. So we'll scroll down, find the data section, and the list view control, drag an instance of the list view control and drop it on our page. Now as I mentioned, the list view control that ships with Visual Studio 2008 is data driven. So we're going to need a data source to populate the items in that list view control. And we can use any kind of data source that we want. SQL data source, object data source, a link data source. In my case, I'm going to use an XML data source. And I'm going to use my blog's RSS feed as the origin for that data source. So to do that, let's grab the XML data source. And we'll give it a more context-sensitive name, so XML Joe's RSS feed. Now we're going to have to configure this, so let's just do a little formatting here since I'm working in a little bit of restricted screen real estate. So we're going to need to tell the data source two things. One is we're going to need to instruct it as to the data file. So we're going to tell it data file equals, and data file is just going to be the path to my RSS feed. So it's going to be http joeon.net dot syndication dot axd. And the other thing that we need to tell it is specifically how we're going to grab the items that we're going to iterate as we build the list, and that's going to be the item elements in my RSS feed. So we just do that by specifying a bit of XPath and saying that what we're really looking for in our in the XML data that comes back to us is in RSS channel, and we're really looking for the item elements. So now that we've got our now that we have our data source configured, just double check and make sure that we've got the spelling right there. Now we can go ahead and start to configure our list view. Now, at the high level, we need to tell our list view control two things. First of all, we need to specify what the data source that we want to pull the data from is, and in our case, it's going to be XML Joe's RSS feed. And the other thing that we're going to want to tell it is we're going to have to want to give it an item container ID, which we'll just call data section. And now I can populate the templates that we'll need for our list view. Now, to configure this list view, we're going to use three templates. One is the layout template, which is sort of the overall layout of the list view. The second one is the item template, which is the visual layout of each item that's going to be iterated inside the list view control. And then last, we'll specify an item separator template, which is just what we want to separate the items that are displayed in the list. So to get started, let's specify a layout template. Remember, this is sort of the higher level piece, so here I'll just add some line feeds and a title. So, let's see, we'll just call this Joe's Recent Blog Entries. And then we need to specify a placeholder. Now, this placeholder needs an needs an ID, and the name of this ID wants to be specifically item placeholder. It's case sensitive, or it may be case sensitive, but it wants to be exactly this text. So you can't just name this anything that you want. Right, so we're going to call that item placeholder, and we also need to specify that this is a run at server. Okay, now that I have the layout template, now we can specify an item template. So let's grab an item template, and this is where we're going to specify the layout for the individual items that are going to be displayed in our list view. So let's start with the title of our blog posting, and what we really want this to be is a link back to the original blog posting. So so let's start by making this a header, and then we're going to need an href because we want this to be a link back to the original blog posting. And so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to have to output the link element that we get back from the item in our RSS feed. So to do that, we'll just use the output syntax and a bit of XPath. And our XPath is simply going to fetch the link. Now we want actually to specify the title of the blog posting, and that's what's going to be the clickable object on the page. So to do that, use another little bit of XPath, and here we're going to go just after the title. And let's also add the published date, so let's add a paragraph there, and an M, and then we'll say published, and then grab the published date, so let's say XPath, and this is going to be pub date. And then another paragraph, and here we'll put the actual body, the body of the item in the RSS feed. So to do that again, we're going to go output XPath, and this is the element in the RSS feed that we're looking for is called description. And remember, the last template that we were looking for was going to be an item separator, which will just simply specify what's going to delineate the items in the list. So in our case, we'll just stick a little div in there, we'll apply a style. Let's make this a dotted, just a dotted line. So we'll say height equals 0, border top is dashed. Let's make it a dashed line of 1 pixel, and we'll just hard code a color. That should do it. So let's pop over to design mode and make sure that it'll render in design mode. And if we haven't made any mistakes, you see it'll give us this sort of flowing list. So it gives us some visual representation of what the repeating list is going to look like. If we go ahead and run it. We'll see it's that easy. So you can see here's the last blog post. And just to confirm, here is my current the current homepage of my blog, so you can see it's right up to date, dynamically being pulled, and here are all of the various entries in my blog posting. So really, it's that easy to use a data source, and the data-driven list control, list view control that ships with Visual Studio 2008. In the next video, I'll demonstrate how to use the data pager control that's also new in Visual Studio 2008 in conjunction with the list view control to automatically give you page navigation, so that if you're retrieving a large number of data items, you don't have to load all of them in the page at one time, but you can let your user page back and forth, and I'll show that in the next video.